Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Church Answers.
We are going to do a podcast today that will hit close to home. It'll be deeply personal. It will be something that I think most pastors can identify, and it's about what pastors do when they are deeply hurt. And we'll be talking more about that. We see it a lot at Church Answers, and we'll be talking more about that as well. So I want you to stay tuned for this, because whether you are a pastor, staff member, or whether you are someone that supports your pastor as a lay leader, elder, deacon, whatever the case may be, church member, stay tuned for this. It's very, very important. These pastors get training all over the world. They're ready to come into church, and sometimes it's just not so easy. But if they can get good training, at least they are better prepared. You got any place in particular in mind?
How about Midwestern Seminary?
There you go.
Located in beautiful Kansas City, they can provide you with an 81-hour MDiv and give you a complete foundation for full-time ministry, giving you everything you need and nothing you don't. Like we said, you can join other students in vibrant Kansas City and train in a unique collaborative environment focused on the local church, or you can just stay and study it online in your current ministry context. Midwestern Seminary is developing a discipleship culture devoted to the local church and committed to God's unchanging word. You can start your training today at mbts.edu/mdiv.
Okay, we will talk about this topic of what pastors need to do when they are deeply hurt. Here is my last 5 days. 3 emergency calls from pastors.
Yeah.
Church situations, not necessarily personal to them, but some they had issues where they saw potential problems coming up.
And these are Church Answers guys that, you know, you're coaching, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I personally coach up to 30. Where they have 24/7 access to me.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't have any openings there. I think I got one right now, one opening. We had one of our platinum guys retire from his denominational leadership.
Congratulations.
He was in the Nazarene denomination.
Oh, okay.
And he is retired. And so his name was Larry. Mm-hmm. And Larry's created another opening. But that's not the point. So these guys have 24/7 access to me, which means they have 24/7 access to me.
Yeah. And church problems typically happen 24/7.
Yeah. And both of these were fairly urgent needs. Some of them had legalities attached to them. And so they call me. Then I go to Church Answer Central, which is the Q&A forum.
For everybody.
And I'm watching one question after another about personal hurt that has taken place. And even before I can get in there, and Brad Wagner and Sam Rainer and Art Rainer and Jess Rainer and Jonathan Howe and any of those, even before we can get in there, here are these pastors coming together, helping one another, saying things like, been there, done that. You know, every time, I don't want to make light of this, but there's so many things that remind me of 60 songs. And did you know who sang I've Been Hurt?
No.
It is Bill Deal and the Rundales. I'm not going to play it on the
Please
podcast.
Don't. No, but we don't have licensing for that.
That's true. But that's a pretty big group in that photo there.
That's a lot of Rundales.
Yeah, that is. But so everything just reminds me of a 60 song. Someone did an article on me recently and talked about how I'll just start singing 60 songs.
Yep.
In fact, that article led with you.
Which is kind of scary.
Yes. Yes. But let's talk about this thing. Let's talk about pastors being hurt, because it's not if it will happen, it's when it will happen. And let's talk about when pastors are deeply hurt, because there's going to always be hurt.
Well, what was, like, if you can, without sharing maybe some of the specifics, the one time in ministry where you were hurt the most?
It's hard to say if this was the most.
But I guess the easiest to remember, probably, huh?
There are two that specifically come to mind. In the same church, one was the lady who told me, you've heard the story many times, that God had told her I'm supposed to leave the church or be fired.
Oh.
One of those two. And
didn't tell me.
that was one of them. In that same church, We were in a building program, and I had nothing to do with the building program, had nothing to do with finances, and someone accused me of improperly using the funds for the building program. I had no access to it, and you know, it was just the integrity thing. One is the job itself,
yeah,
and the other is character and integrity. And look, that was in the mid-90s, and I'm talking about it in 2019.
Man.
So that should, you know, that should tell you, I think I'm over it, but I remember it.
Wow.
I remember it well. Those are but two examples. Every pastor has their stories. I mean, mm-hmm. You've got me going down negative memory road.
Oh,
right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
But there are a lot of them that are out there. Pastors are just targets ready to be hit.
I need my obnoxious optimist back.
Hey,
there he is. He's back. All right. Okay. So we have seven ways pastors can kind of deal with being deeply hurt. Number one, give it a few days.
I am terrible at this. I am absolutely terrible.
Not patient. You can't wait.
I am visceral. I want to respond immediately. My emotions often pull me into areas where I don't need to be pulled. There are times that I have actually texted you and said, "Do I need to respond to this? Do I need to deal with this, Jonathan?" And Jonathan, I don't know if you said, "Okay, give it a few days" or not, but in essence, that's what you did say. Just what the way you handle the situation. Nellie Jo, my wife, is very good about that as well. She'll look at me and she'll say, "Thomas, if you'll wait 3 days, you'll feel totally different about it." I can't wait 3 days. I gotta deal with it right now. So one of the things that when we interact with these pastors at Church Answers Central that are part of the Church Answers community, one of the things that I do, unless it is an emergency or legal situation, I say, give it a few days. Let your emotions get the back seat instead of the front seat and decide where you want to go. So that's one of the things, because what will happen is often deeply hurt will migrate to hurt.
Mm.
And you can deal with it a little bit
better. Yeah. All right. Number two, you got to pray.
Yep. The prayer part sounds perfunctory, expected, and cliche. Unfortunately,
but it's needed.
It is needed. It is essential. And the most difficult thing I've ever had to do is pray for the critic, the person who hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Not just pray that the sin of Achan would open up the ground and they would fall into the chasm, or not to pray that they would look in a certain direction and turn into a pillar of salt, or not to pray that their names were Ananias and Sapphira and they will be zapped down. But to pray for God to bless them, oh my gosh, that's difficult. Because, you know, I'm immediately in the imprecatory psalms. Deal with them. Deal with them. But pray for yourself as well. Pray for your self-control. Pray for your Christ-like spirit. Pray for strength. Pray for strength in all of this. Don't deal with a deeply hurtful situation without letting God deal with a deeply hurtful situation.
All right. Number three, get an objective perspective.
I mentioned this. Just number one, you're my objective perspective.
Scary.
Really, you have a level head. You not only have a bald head, but you have a level head. Seriously. And you're able to step back and to say, okay, this is what I see. You also have political intuition. And not just within our denomination.
Yeah, I'm thinking bigger picture a lot of times. Yeah.
Yes. And so I depend upon you a good bit. I do the same thing with my three sons. Nellie Jo, my wife, she's not as objective, because when husband's hurt, she's hurt. So, but get that objective perspective and just see what somebody else will say about the situation. I have found that often crises are not crises.
Mm.
I have often found that.
I think number one makes them not crises.
Yes, yes.
Whenever you give things a couple of days, if, like you said at the beginning, it's not legal or it's not time sensitive, if you can give it a couple of days.
Yes.
You go, oh, that wasn't such a big deal after all.
And I'm really calling kettle black on this. I mean, it's hard for me to even go to the second day, much less three, 4 days to watch my emotions temper. I have learned this. I've learned in the world of social media and blogosphere that it's a lot easier to ignore things than it used to be. Someone said something pretty nasty about me on Facebook. You didn't even know it. I told you that. And yeah. You said, ooh.
I took it down.
Yeah. So, but I looked at it and said, oh, well, there's another one.
Yeah.
And I hope I haven't become so numb that I have no emotions about it, but I don't think that's the case.
No, but, you know, a lot of times this is deeply hurt, and sometimes it's just unrealistic criticism.
Yes.
And that's totally different. Number four, talk to peers.
Okay. There are different ways you can talk to peers. We've talked about, first of all, church answers being mm-hmm. a great way to talk to peers.
Because these people are going through a lot of what other pastors are going through, and it's private, and you can kind of open up. That's what I love about church answers, is that these guys know what you're going through, because a lot of them have been there, and you don't have to worry about it getting out.
You don't? And have you noticed the spirit of affirmation
yes.
that is there?
It's positive.
It really
is. One another on.
It's not so positive that it's Pollyannish, but it is really, no one fears going there. They're going to be judged or looked at as some kind of wacko. In fact, some of the newer subscribers will say, I know this is weird for me to ask this question and or to talk about the situation. And then other pastors will go and they will say, no, this is really not so weird. Beyond church answers, you know, what are some other places that you can begin to talk to peers? They're pastors in the community. There may be pastors that you have maintained relationships with from Bible college or seminary. You need peers, people to whom you can speak, because listen, pastor and other staff persons, you are going to have those moments. Now, here's where I'm really curious, Jonathan. You're married to a children's minister.
I am.
Where does she go when she gets hurt? Because I know children's ministers get a lot of criticism. To Jonathan.
Yeah.
You are her.
And she has some friends that are in ministry as well.
Okay. So she does have those outlets and those places where she can talk and where she can confide and where she can agonize about what is going on. But talking to peers does a lot of things. First of all, just you articulate it. You just get it out, to put it in a crass phrase. But secondly, the more that you talk about it, the more that you begin to understand what is involved in it. You are articulating the problem, and then peers, of course, will listen to you, and they will come right alongside of you and to help you. So these are just things that any pastor needs as a part of his toolkit, and those are people with whom he can confide.
All right, like number two, number five sounds maybe perfunctory, but it's essential. Spend more time in the Word.
Let's deal just a little bit with a passage with which most of you have familiarity. It is Acts 6. And in Acts 6, conflict was taking place in the church. And it's the early church where there's explosive growth that's going on. The conflict was between widow groups, the Hebrew widows, the Greek widows, and you know that story. And what did the leaders of the church do? Well, of course, they appointed the seven. And we know that story well. But don't miss Acts 6:4. Acts 6:4 says, and we will turn our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. Certainly that was a part of their leadership task. Certainly it was a part of their personal devotion. But it was also a way that they were dealing with the conflict itself. They were praying and spending more time in the Word. Acts 6:4 should be a paradigmatic measure of any church leader at any time, not just when you're having deep hurt in your life, but are you spending time in prayer and the ministry of the Word?
All right. Number six, you got to focus on Thanksgiving, not the holiday.
Not the holiday, which is now past us, and now Christmas has passed us, and now we're, gosh, already into the fourth day of 2019.
This is the most important holiday of my year.
What happened?
Today. It's my anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many?
16.
Did you know I just had an anniversary?
Yep, 41.
41.
Back in
December.
December.
17th. December 17th. You know what we did on our anniversary?
Went to Montgomery.
No, went to Troy.
Oh.
South of Montgomery.
Yeah.
To see Nellie Jo's mother, a widow. And She told me this morning, we were talking about her mother, and she said, you know, I'm responsible for her because she's my mother, but I'm responsible for her as a Christian because she's a widow.
There you go.
So
it's a good word.
So, yep. She's a good daughter. I mean, she's a good wife, she's a good mom, good grandmom, but she's a good daughter as well.
So, Thanksgiving.
I was focused on Thanksgiving. I was focusing on being thankful for Nellie Jo and all of these great things that she does. What does the Apostle Paul say to the church at Philippi in chapter 4? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always.
And again.
And again, I say, rejoice. Where was Paul? Most likely in a Roman prison.
Yeah.
Definitely in a prison. Most likely in a Roman prison. I would say that he was going through some hurt at the time.
Just a bit.
Physical, emotional, spiritual, all kind of hurt. And what is he doing? He's announcing to everyone that they are to rejoice in the Lord. I know it's trite to start singing Count Your Many Blessings, Count Them One by One. So I won't sing that any more than I will sing a 60s song. But part of our spiritual discipline that we often forget is the discipline of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use the ACTS acronym for their prayer life. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. And so there's that element of in there. You start off with praising God and recognizing his holiness and who he is. You confess sin so that you have this relationship that is healthy to God. And then you give thanks for all the things they have. Then you pray for the things you need and others need. So good. ACTS is in the Bible as a book of the Bible, and that is an acronym, but I think it's a pretty good thing to understand. Focus on these Thanksgiving.
All right, and then finally, get physical exercise.
Now that Joe tells me to do that quite often.
Go take a walk.
Yes, go take a walk, go get on the treadmill. She'll say, go watch something that you can learn.
Take your mind off of things.
Well, she knows how much I like to study. She knows how much I like to watch historical documentary videos, business videos, and she'll just say, go there. And just merely the act of exercising. Of course, we should be exercising anyway, but when you're dealing with stress and hurt and pain, one of the things that you should do is exercising and to get physical exercise. So what have we talked about in here? We've talked about emotional exercise. In other words, give it a few days, talk to others. That's the emotional part. We've talked about spiritual exercise, pray, spend time in the Word, Thanksgiving, and we've talked about physical exercise. So when you are deeply hurt, there are basically three types of exercises that you should be doing. Number one, you should be emotionally exercising. Well, let's make spiritual number one, but you should be spiritually exercising. Acts 6:4, pray and spend time in the Word. Number two, you should be emotionally exercising. We gave examples of that. And number three, you should be physically exercising. So when you are deeply hurt, you need to do those things, because when you do those things, God will begin to work in it.
All right. One thing to add.
Yeah.
And you kind of touched on it here and there and there. But don't be afraid to be emotional.
Yep.
Like to show your emotions.
Yep.
Don't think that you have to keep it all together or whatever. I mean, it's okay to have an emotional reaction whenever you're hurt.
Yep. It sure is. It's called vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's called transparency. It's those things that demonstrate our humanity. And a lot of people just don't think pastors are humans.
Mm.
They think they're superhumans, and they can throw anything at them.
Well, mine is, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna say mine is too.
Yeah, there you go. He's your son. Look,
he's my two sons. By the way, at the point we're recording this, I preached the previous Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
What Old Testament passage?
No. Jess is having me. As we're recording this, we're in the Advent season.
Oh, okay.
So I preached on John the Baptist.
Well, last year you preached during Advent, and you preached Old Testament.
Okay.
When you preached in Micah, I think it was.
Well, he told me to.
Yeah.
He just happened to put me in
a minor prophet.
Where
shocker there.
No, I was in Mark 1, 1 through 8.
Okay.
On John the Baptist.
Prepare you the way.
Big letdown. I mean, really.
What, you or?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Mark 1 through 8.
Not the text. We need to get back to letting the pastor preach a little bit more, because there are reasons that I am where I am and not where I am at other places. There's reasons I'm not a pastor. So, and one of them is there are a lot better preachers than I am. And two of them just happen to be my son. Actually, three of them. Art's doing a lot of preaching these days as well.
And if you need a pastor, don't call Dr. Inner. call Vander Blumen Search Group.
Ooh, that's good. Segway is perfect.
Because they are the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped thousands of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. Find out more about Vander Blumen Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I have an announcement to make. This was episode number 499. Stay tuned because our next episode will be episode 500.
That's how it works.
Wow, 500.
It's amazing.
We will have real donuts for us here in the studio, and we will have symbolic, metaphorical donuts for those of you who are listening. And we're going to talk about something that I think is a great way to celebrate the 500th in addition to having donuts. We're going to talk about churches doing more and more outreach, four times the level that they've done in the past. So stay tuned for your figurative donuts.
Yeah, donut laden episode 500.
And stay tuned for a pretty exciting episode of why we're seeing this incredible increase, this surge in outreach activities. And by the way, thank you, audience, because you are the ones who have brought us here to episode number 500.
All right. Thanks again for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership, a member of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe in iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together. Today, we want to tell you about another great podcast here on the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. In the Group Answers podcast, co-host Chris Surratt and Brian Daniel will help you resource, train, and encourage small group leaders in your church. In each episode, you'll consider current trends and resources, as well as timeless truths and methods of discipleship through groups. If you oversee small groups in your church or are leading one yourself, this podcast is for you. Just look up Group Answers on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.